From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian and rebel forces continuing to clash Saturday in the city of Aleppo, where 250,000 people, including many children, are trapped. Meantime, the World Health Organization calling for the immediate evacuation of the sick and wounded. The WHO's Rick Brennan blames the ongoing airstrikes by Russia and the Syrian government for the situation in Aleppo.
The two largest hospitals in Aleppo were deliberately targeted and are now not functioning, drastically reducing the capacity of health workers in the city to provide life-saving medical care for many innocent children, women, and other innocent civilians.
The Russian bombing campaign in Syria marked its first anniversary on Friday, with a Kremlin spokesperson saying their goal is to eliminate radical Islamic extremists and protect Russia from the spread of international terrorism. A car bombing targeting Somali security forces rocked the Somali capital Mogadishu Saturday, killing at least two people and wounding several others. A security official told VOA Somali Division that a car filled with explosives was detonated outside the Blue Sky restaurant. Shortly after the attack, the Al-Qaeda affiliate Al-Shabaab terror group took responsibility in a statement published through the group's platform on the encrypted Telegram messaging application. The statement said the group carried out the attack to strike at guards who work at a nearby prison. European Union environment ministers in Brussels have unanimously approved the ratification of the 2015 Paris Agreement on climate change. For the climate deal to take effect, 55 countries must sign on to it. 1 month later, the deal would go into effect. This is VOA News. Hungarians will vote on Sunday in a referendum, that is, which gives the government the popular support it seeks to oppose any future plans by the European Union to resettle asylum seekers in the country. People are already concerned about the referendum's outcome, even before the votes are cast.
Yeah, I really like that because I don't want migrants here.
The referendum questions ask whether voters wish to accept European Union-imposed quotas, with the government urging citizens to vote no. The U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. military will investigate conflicting reports on this week's deadly U.S. airstrike in Somalia. Somalia's government has demanded an explanation from the United States for the strike, which Somali officials said killed 13 members of local government forces. The Pentagon said in a news release on Thursday that a self-defense strike near the town of Galkayo killed at least 9 al-Shabaab militants. Pope Francis held an open-air mass in Georgia Saturday as he continued a peace mission to the Caucasus region that is torn between Russia and the West. Speaking in Tbilisi to worshipers from Georgia's small Catholic community, Francis offered consolation people need to cope with the turmoil that they experience in their lives. On Friday, Francis called for peaceful coexistence in the conflict-ridden ex-Soviet region at the start of the three-day tour, during which he will visit Azerbaijan just months after he visited its arch-foe, Armenia. Tens of thousands of Indians are taking advantage of a sort of amnesty for not reporting billions of dollars in income. Authorities say in the past 4 months, Indians have come forward with $9.5 billion in income not reported or taxed. Under a government plan announced earlier this year, Indians who declared so-called black money during the four-month period that ended Friday would pay 45% in taxes to the state but avoid criminal prosecution. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who vowed to curb tax avoidance when he was elected in 2014, congratulated those who chose to declare their black money Saturday. Powerful Hurricane Matthew continues to churn northward up the Atlantic, with a large amount of rain expected on parts of the Caribbean, including Jamaica, Haiti, and Cuba, over the next few days. So far, the storm has claimed at least one life. U.S. forecasters say Matthew is the strongest hurricane over the Atlantic since Felix in 2007. With maximum sustained winds of 250 kilometers per hour, Matthew is expected to remain a powerful storm through Sunday. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.